This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. Are you way bummed about our recent election and the future of our country? I know a lot of people who are. I was too for a few minutes. But that's all the time I was willing to devote to the grief and loss of something I can't control. I can't control who's president, what sort of personality they have, or who voted for them. What I can control is my own personality and my own state of mind and my own emotions. Let's put it this way. I have more control over that than I do of anything else here in Earth School. As a matter of fact, the biggest difference in the world I can make is adjusting my own attitude. Now look, I do a ton of work that's intended to help people and make the world a better place. I'm using all my God-given talents and abilities for good on a daily basis. But the effect of all that is relatively insignificant compared to the work I do on myself. The way I feel inside, my own attitude toward myself, toward other people, and toward life is more influential than anything I can do out in the world, including voting, campaigning, helping the poor, or saving the environment. Think of it this way. If every one of us cleaned up our own act, there would be way, way less work needed out in the world, because all of our decisions would be wholesome, generous, inclusive, and kind. Remember that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror? I think he got that one right. You may say, well, Max, I'm okay. I'm already a good person. There's no problem here. It's all these other people who have the problem. They're misinformed or they're malformed. To which I would reply, so, you don't have any judgment? No anger? No fear? No sadness? No resentment? You're always kind and compassionate? You're always honest with yourself and other people? You love your enemies? And if you answer, why yes, then I would say you're either a very poor judge of your own character, or you're finished here in Earth School and can leave now. I'll see you on the other side, maybe. It's been pointed out by smart people that our impending new leadership represents hate. Whose hate? The people who elected him? Yes, and mine, and yours too. Hate is part of our collective consciousness. You know, that thing where we're all connected. It's a pervasive part of our world, and to the extent that you hate, even if you hate hate, you're contributing to hate. Same with fear, sadness, and all the rest. If you have any of that inside of you, you're part of the problem. And if you don't think you have some fear, anger, or sadness inside of you, well, you just haven't looked for it very carefully. And if you don't care, well, that's okay. You're just not evolved enough to care yet. I don't mean that as a judgment, but a statement of fact. New souls don't care. We don't even begin to develop a conscience without being here for a while and going through some tough lifetimes. Eventually, we start to figure out that how we treat other people matters. And later on, we eventually start to figure out that what we do inside of ourselves matters even more. I'm talking about your inner climate, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So if you're way bummed, cheer up. Take some time to do something kind for yourself. Even though it might look like the end times, it's not the end of the world. You still matter, and you can still make a huge difference. By all means, do your best to help people and affect change out in the world. Support grassroots movements and participate in local politics. But start the day with your own inventory. Ask yourself, how am I feeling inside today? And then do something to tidy that up as needed. I know somebody who went to an animal shelter this morning and looked at the puppies. It cheered her right up. I made a movie about this, and it's pretty good. It's called World Peace Begins With You, and it comes with a really nice guided meditation. It's free. You can find it at thehealingwaterfall.com under the category Free Guided Meditation. Check it out and see. Thanks for listening. Tonight, you're